I'm Jim Dewey with an Ag Update. As more technology is being used in production of our food, consumers are asking more questions about where that food comes from. That's one reason why Bayer Crop Science has developed its advocacy program. David Hollenrake was at Farm Progress last week to explain.
Simply put, with misinformation or a lack of information, naturally comes mistrust. So what we're trying to do with the Advocate platform is to provide materials that help people in agriculture explain the many benefits that technologies do bring. Simply put, we would not be able to have the bountiful harvest today if not for the innovations that Bayer and many other companies have brought to the marketplace. So helping people understand the facts is a part of it. But, Jim, the other aspect of this is really helping people understand the style in which we need to engage in understanding why people have an opposing view. It's okay that people have an opposing view. It's okay that perhaps people want to eat locally grown organic. It takes all forms. But we're not going to feed a growing, hungry population by just looking at, you know, old technologies. We have to embrace modern production ag. And that's what advocacy is all about. It's about activating, engaging, and enabling farmers to be a proud voice and a positive, you know, loud voice to agriculture.
One of the interesting things to me is right now we have 7.5 billion people on the planet. By the mid-century, we're looking at about 9 to 10 billion, but they're saying that we're going to need 60% more food. How do you explain that? Because we're only growing by a third.
Well, the fact is most of the grains are going to be used for protein production. So if you think about the conversion of grain to protein, that truly explains, you know, the 60% need. And they're, at the same time, not only are they desiring protein because they're a lot like us, but they have a lot more disposable income at their fingertips. That allow them to enjoy it in more quantities. So, you know, moving from a grain-fed diet to a veggie-enriched diet to eventually a protein-enriched diet requires, you know, significant growth in productivity for the grains that enable the protein to be fed.
That's David Hollenrake with Bayer Crop Science, and that's today's Ag Feature. I'm Jim Dewey.